5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Garden City wins.
Garden City has played 5 postseason games, and they are your Class A Long Island champions.
Ladies and gentlemen. It is your podcast.
You're challenging yourself to the nth degree.
The podcast. Welcome to Trojan Nation Talk, hosted by 3 of Garden City's best and brightest, Ben Griffin, Matt Liberopoulos, and Mabel Overbeck.
So this is Ed Ramirez chipping in on the TNT podcast. This episode, we get the opportunity to speak to 3 of the softball captains from the Varsity Trojans team. Excited to be here with them, and we'll get this started. Ladies, if you could just introduce yourselves, your grade, positions, name, and year.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Sanapietro. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a pitcher on the team.
Hi, I'm Danielle Perella. I'm a third baseman, and I'm a senior.
I'm Olivia Donahue. I play second, and I'm also a senior.
All right, so welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. So our first question is going to go to all of you. Just what age did you start playing and what got you interested in softball?
I started playing when I was around 6 years old, and I started playing because of my dad, and me and my sister played for a long time together until she quit. So then I just kept going with it. And I think I've stuck with it because of my dad.
I've played softball, honestly, like the second I could start, because my dad also like very much had me in it and was my biggest encouragement throughout and has had me also stick through it and has been my biggest supporter.
Go Dad.
I started playing, I think, when I was around 8 years old, and just like around that time, I think I tried like every single sport available, and softball was the only one that I enjoyed playing.
Okay. So Caitlin, you pitch?
Yes.
Danielle?
I'm a third baseman.
Olivia?
Play second.
Okay. So we got catcher, pitcher, third base. Good to know. All right, Caitlin, why don't you update us on the season and what's going on so far?
So in conference, we're 5-0 right now. We're about the midway point of the season, about to start playing everyone again. We still have 2 teams to play until we start over again. I think we really came out strong, having 5 wins in a row. Last night was a really tough loss against Fort Washington, but nothing that we can't come back from. And I think that if we have the mindset that we're better than everyone, I think we can really do well this season.
Okay. And in softball, the criteria for making playoffs are a little different than other teams. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So since we're in Conference 4, it's a little bit of a lower conference than everyone else is in. So we have to win 85% of our games, which is a lot when you think about it, but it's really not since you play so many teams. We also have to be the best record out of the AA schools that we play. And I think right now we're better than everyone else. But we just have to keep that in mind while going through it, because last year we had a tough we did really good in the season. We were 12-4 and we didn't make playoffs because we had to win, I think, 80% of our games. We just missed it. So this year we're really going for it and really trying hard to get to it.
All right. Look forward to that. Danielle, talk to us a little bit about, I know like every sport, softball has its physical demands. How do you guys maintain your fitness and ensure that you're ready to perform during the games?
Yeah, it's definitely very hard on our arms, especially because if you don't keep up the throwing in the off season, practicing 6 days a week and constantly using your arm, it could get definitely hard as the season goes on. And going to the trainer during the week and going to Orland and Cone on Sundays for recovery is definitely super important. And like
shout out Orland and Cone
and icing after games and making sure that you stay loose and keep active. And when you're not practicing or you're doing less practice because of rain or whatever the case is to keep yourself warm and not let yourself like come out of it.
How about off season? You guys train off season? You do anything new off season?
This year we did batting cages once a week together. And then we have the winter workouts here once a week with Coach Reichman. And it helps us like keep warm and get ready for the season.
So like every sport, teamwork plays a part in the success of the team, individual and as a whole. So Olivia, talk to us about teamwork and how you guys approach maintaining that teamwork and that team camaraderie during the season.
Well, I guess most of us have been playing with each other since we were really young. So like there's always been a sense of community on the team because we've just known each other for such a long time. But like we like to hang out outside of softball, like get breakfast after practice on Saturdays, or just like we have an active group chat where we talk about softball things together. So we have a lot of chemistry already. In past years, we've had pasta parties and we're trying to set them up this year.
Caitlin, talk to me, pitcher, close games. A lot of times what you do on the mound determines the outcome of games. How do you handle that pressure during games, especially in close scoring and crucial situations?
I think that since I've been doing it for so many years, I've been through it so many times that it's almost become natural to me at this point. And I think a big thing that I learned is that you really have to cancel out everything you hear. So even if it's cheering from the team or from the opposite, like the opponents, you really have to cancel everything and hone in on what you're doing. And I think a big part of it is my catcher. I think me and Emily have been working together for a really long time, and I really trust her with everything. And I think that if I let the pressure get to my head, everything will come crashing down. But since I really maintain my composure on the mound and in the dugout, cheering everyone on, having my team behind me, knowing what they can do, I think it really helps me put into a better position on the field.
Danielle, strategy. Obviously, football has offensive plays, defensive plays, basketball, lacrosse. When it comes to baseball and softball, people that aren't avid fans of it and follow it don't realize the strategies involved. Talk to me a little bit about that in your sport.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of like different defensive things that you can do. And like for preparation, knowing different teams is like offensive strategies. Like we know some of the teams that we verse will do a lot of little game, like a lot of bunting and a lot of slapping, where we have to shift our defense to be prepared for those like slow ground balls to be able to get to them fast enough. And then we have those teams that are mostly just swinging for the fences the whole game, so we have our defense ready for those situations. And Coach Reichman does an amazing job in preparing us for both of those situations, where when it comes out in a game and it's just they start shifting to the little game or they'll start shifting to the bigger game, and we can stay on top of that and kind of like shift our defense to be prepared for those shifts in the opposing team's offense.
Olivia, what do you prefer, playing defense on the field or being up at the plate?
I love being up at the plate. I like the pressure that it comes with, and I like just kind of the all or nothing. It's just a second where things are kind of put on you, and you can like use your practice and what you've been working towards to help your team as a whole. So I love offense. I love running the bases. It's my favorite part of the game.
And now is your approach swinging for the fences, or are you looking to slap butt and get the first?
It depends on the pitcher, and it depends on how I'm doing that day. Like every day I come out, and some days I'll be hitting better, and some days I'll be laying the bunt down exactly where I want it. And so I'll make that adjustment and I'll do what I have to do.
So I know that you're vested into softball. Talk to me about your goals moving forward and what you envision yourself doing with softball moving forward.
The thing that sucks about softball is like after college, after high school, there really isn't some professional league that you can go to, but you can really work hard during your high school career. And I want to take my next level to the collegiate level. So that offers a little bit more for me to do throughout the season and in season. But after that, I think it really helps you in life, knowing what to do, having to handle that pressure, even off the field, around the field, getting everything done together. And I think it really helps you have a step forward into the real world and going into work after college and stuff like that.
It's funny you say that. We had somebody on the podcast, the last episode, and we talked about sports has an end date for everyone. It expires. Mm-hmm. For some people to be high school, for some people to be college, some people pros, but everybody's day comes where it ends.
Yep.
And ultimately sports is about what you learn and how you develop through sports. That's going to help you later on. So that's a great point. I'm curious, and I'll let you guys answer this freely. Growing up, who were your idols? Who were your heroes?
So I would say one of my heroes is definitely Jenny Finch. She was a really big figure in softball growing up, and being a pitcher and really idolizing her my whole life and seeing what she can do, striking out MLB players was probably the craziest thing I ever saw when I was a young kid, being like, wow, a girl can do that and so can I. And really going into every game thinking, wow, I can be just like her. And that was a really big idol I had growing up.
I would say my biggest idol growing up is my Uncle Luke. He is from Canada. My whole dad's side of the family is from Canada. And even like through the distance, he's probably been one of my bigger supporters when it comes to softball. And he's always like helping me get the best new equipment that I can get if I need it, or always giving me examples. And he's also a third baseman. He plays softball himself. And we'll like send each other videos back and forth of like great plays that we make.
Great.
And he's probably been my biggest idol throughout my career.
My biggest idol was definitely my dad. Like growing up, I always made sure I played the same sports as him. Like he played baseball. I got really into softball. He ran track. Like I needed to run track. And he just coached me for my whole life. Like I remember telling him, if you're not my coach, like I'm not playing, because he really was the perfect person to like read me and read like how I could play or what I could do to be better, but also support me. And so he's just pushed me like this whole journey and really appreciate it.
Are there any former Garden City players that you remember seeing or that you heard of that, you know, made you want to be part of this program?
I think for me, it was Avery Heron. She just graduated as I got into high school. So I've always wanted to play with her because I definitely grew up looking up to her and being like, wow, that's what I can be just like. And I wanted to be just like her because she was also a pitcher. And I think one of my biggest regrets was not ever being able to play with her on the high school field. But I think that's also something to be like, hey, I want to leave my legacy just like her.
I love that word, legacy. Right now, there's probably some little kid that shows up at the games and says, I want to be the next player. So who on the team makes you laugh? Who's the funny person on the team? And then we'll get to some of the other personalities. I'm going to just say it. I'm going to say the word. You tell me who comes to mind. Makes you laugh.
I would say Olivia.
I would say Zella.
I would also say Zella.
Who's the captain? Who leads?
Probably Danielle.
I'd say Bella Schnablo.
I say Danielle.
Okay. Who is the glue? Who's the glue? Who keeps everyone together?
I would say Emily. Since she's just our catcher, she's really the head of the field. So I feel like she just really keeps us all in shape, especially.
I would definitely say Caitlin. Anytime our team gets in a slump or our energy's down, she's always there to pick us back up, and she never fails at it.
I think it can depend on the day. Like when other people have better days than others, they like step up and like bring everyone together.
Okay. Who's the rivalry? What's that team that you look at the schedule and you say, we have to get this one?
I think going into the season, it was Sewanico. We lost them once and won against them once. So this year they were in our conference again. So I think we really want to win twice against them, but having lost to Port Washington last night, I think they're also...
New rivalry. Redo.
<Yeah.
laughs> Listen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you guys. Good luck. What's the next big game coming up for you so we can get people out there?
Our next home game is Saturday against... It's early and it's kind of a break slip. It's bad timing. But I think New Hyde Park is
on Saturday.
So listen, if you're not doing anything on Saturday, you get up, get yourself a bacon, egg, and cheese, come over to Garden City, and come support the softball team. Tremendous interview. I appreciate you guys taking time to come and talk on TNT. Trojan Nation Talk Softball this week. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hello, Matthew Lobopoulos here on GC Trojan Nation Podcast. Here today we will be interviewing the Varsity Boys Tennis Team. And here today we have Varsity Boys Tennis player Wilson Nappy, captain Brendan Bone, and Jack Brock. So Wilson, tell us so far, how has the season been going?
Pretty solid start. We're 3-3 right now, but hopefully we can improve that and some people can make playoffs.
And Brendan, you're a captain, obviously. What are the big goals for the team this year?
I think since we're 500 right now, like Wilson said, we could make a late playoff push as a team, hopefully, but we got a pretty tough draw because only the top two teams in our conference make it, so we'll see about that. And then everyone just keep having fun, keep it laid back, and just go out there and play. It's all about what you make it. So go out there and be competitive if you're given a chance. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Jack Brock, can you talk about the team morale?
Honestly, team morale is what we thrive in. Roles like me and Wilson really getting the team going. We lack on minutes. That doesn't matter. We get the team going. Weekend hangouts have been great. Overall, we're loving it. So it's just good vibes. the boys.
Good. So I'm going to come back to Captain Bone right now. So on a match day, how does a match like work?
Okay, so it's basically a best of seven. There's seven different matches, singles one, two, and three, and then there's four doubles teams. So whichever team wins four of the matches wins the match. So, for example, yesterday we won five of the matches and Cold Spring Harbor won two of them, so we got the win as a team. And you play best two out of three sets. So if people are unfamiliar, a set is first to six games, and it's best two out of three with that. So you have to win two sets to win your match.
Yeah. And now this is a question for all three of you. We'll go one at a time. Wilson, how did you get into tennis?
My aunt really got me in. She's always been a tennis player, and she asked me to play with her one time, and I really liked it.
Yeah. How about you, Ben?
So my dad's like an athlete, whatever. He just plays anything for fun, and my mom played tennis like basically her whole life. So I've played ever since I was little, probably like 4 or 5 years old. So just laid back, fun, something that you can play tennis for the rest of your life, and it's something to stay competitive in. So
how about you, Jack?
When COVID rolled around, I was just a little bored, you know. Got to the courts and started hitting. So that's how I got into it.
All right, Wilson, what will you miss most about varsity tennis?
Just all my friends on the team, honestly. Everyone I've grown close to these past few weeks. People that I didn't know before and now I'm really good friends with. Definitely going to miss them the most.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Brandon?
I agree with that. And also I've said the word competitive a lot, but just the competitiveness of it. Like, this is the last spring of senior year, and we're not going to college to play any sports or anything. So even though it's a little more laid back compared to other sports like soccer, as Brock would know, or football, it's still something to get you going and try hard, and you feel rewarded. So I'm going to just miss the competitiveness.
How about you, Jack?
Like they said, the camaraderie, a great coach, Miss Soper, you know, the whole vibe of the team. Probably miss all that. Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, you can all chime in here. What is a practice like? Drills, what's your favorite?
Sorry. So typically we'll get out there around like 3 o'clock. We jog and stretch a little bit, and then we'll just go. She'll split us up, play matches against one another, and people who are similarly skilled. And then sometimes we bring out the lobster, which is this machine that shoots out balls and you hit them. But honestly, we have like 2 to 3 matches a week, so the practices are just kind of just fine-tuning everything and making sure that you're ready to play in the match.
Great. Thank you for coming on the podcast, boys, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, man. Thanks
for having us.
Now we have on varsity 3-season athlete, cross country, winter track, and spring track, Connor Scofford. Nice to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, let's go. How do you not get tired after doing 3 seasons of track?
So first, cross country. I mean, that gets you into pretty good shape for winter. And so that's like long distance endurance. And you just build up to it. Like, no matter what you do, the more you do it, you'll get better, stronger. Winter season into spring, it's like one long season. The more you do it, you get stronger and better. So,
if you had to pick one of the seasons, which would be your favorite?
I personally like winter the best. I like competing indoors. I like the bank tracks that we run on too for invitationals. The meets are pretty competitive, and I like all the kids on the team, so it's good.
What makes spring track unique compared to the other two?
Spring track we run outside. We always did practice outside, even for winter, but our meets are outside, so it's a 400 meter track. So instead of indoors, which is one lap would be 200, the outdoor tracks are bigger. So, you have that. Also, weather plays more fact into it. So there might be days where it's windy and you won't have a good race. Might be cold, but so weather is pretty big into it with outdoor track. Indoor track, it's always the same setting, not always the same conditions at least. So that's the main difference.
How has your season gone so far?
For spring, we're doing pretty good right now. I think we've won every meet so far as a team. So that includes long distance, sprints, field events, all of that. And yeah, kids are getting PRs. We're running good. In the 400, I think two meets ago, we had like 14 kids go sub 60 in the 400. So that's pretty good. Everyone's getting better. Got some good young talent on the team. So it's a good direction that the team's going in.
Mm-hmm. What are some goals for the season?
Goals for the season? Well, I'm looking in the winter. We got our 4x400 school record. And so I'm looking to do that again for the spring. So that'd be nice. Also, get the states for the 400 relay. Win counties. Hopefully go to nationals. So all those good things.
So at the moment, you're playing on running track in college. So how does that feel to be committed in your last season as a Garden City athlete?
It's pretty good. You know, I love track. It's always good to continue a sport that you love doing. Shows hard work pays off, so it's good.
Yeah. Great. And who are the coaches and what memories do you have with them?
For winter, it's our head coach is Coach Dreyer, and Mr. Lucas is our assistant. And for spring, it's the same thing, Coach Dreyer, and then Mr. McDonald is the assistant. No, they're great guys. Dreyer's very straight to the point, tell you if you did good or bad, and the other coaches are there for support. They're doing good. They help with like long distance field events too, so it's a good chemistry.
Great. Thank you for coming on the podcast, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Athletic events here at Garden City the week of April 15th. On Monday, the girls' varsity lacrosse team hosted Darien, Connecticut. Team from Darien came out with a number 5 ranking in the nation. Garden City girls are ranked number 11. It's a great game, very competitive, very high level. The Garden City team fell short 10-9. Did have an opportunity towards the end of the game, and unfortunately the clock was not on their side, but that was a tremendous showing for the team. Varsity baseball opened up a 3-game series against Roslyn, winning 11-0 on Monday. On Tuesday, they won 14-6, and will continue that series this week. Also playing was varsity boys tennis, who had a win against Hicksville. The boys tennis team has been on a tear this season, and we're looking for big things from them as they progress. Again, track, the girls competed Monday at Calhoun, tremendous individual showings and as a team. The boys went out to Calhoun on Tuesday. Same had a lot of success with individual runners as well as team performance, and we're looking for them to get into the county championships, the state queues, and hopefully advance some individual athletes to the state tournament later in May. On Tuesday, as I said, varsity baseball did play Roslyn again. Varsity softball faced off against Port Washington. A tough loss at the end of the games. Some very close calls, I guess, that depending on what side of the field you were sitting on, what fan you were, you might agree, disagree. And today, the varsity girls lacrosse team faced off with Wantagh. Had a big win there. I believe the score was 9-6. Badminton defeated East Meadow in a match, second time they played that team. Also, tennis was at Cold Spring Harbor, and as of right now, we haven't gotten a score. For next week, for anyone sitting around looking to come out and support the teams, Monday, varsity baseball faces off against Cary in the first of a 3-game series. Varsity softball plays rival Sewanee, recent rival. And boys varsity lacrosse will play Calhoun here at Garden City at 3. And I should have said the baseball game will be at 10. Softball game will be at 1 o'clock. And the boys lacrosse game against Calhoun will be at 3. On Tuesday, April 23rd, we have no events. Wednesday, April 24th, 10 a.m. Varsity plays the second game of a series against Cary. Girls varsity lacrosse will play at North Shore at 10 a.m. 1 p.m. JV baseball here at Garden City, and at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, boys varsity lacrosse will travel to Pleasantville to play a non-league game upstate. On Thursday at 10 a.m. here, varsity baseball finishes the three-game series against Cary. Varsity softball will travel to Jericho. Varsity lacrosse girls will compete at Cold Spring Harbor. And on Friday, we have one varsity game, varsity baseball at Syosset at 10 a.m. On Saturday, April 27th, varsity softball plays against Southside here at 10 a.m. And the girls' varsity lacrosse team will play Oak Knoll at Cold Spring Harbor. That's the athletic events for the week of April 22nd through 28th, spring break. Look forward to seeing you at the games and continuing to support Garden City Trojans Athletics. GC Trojan Nation.